What does EC3 mean? Where are EC1 and 2?
Is a hippopotamus, or a really cool apotamus?
Boys, it's episode 342 of the Alleged Wrestling Podcast.
Hell of a run.
And it is a hell of a run. It is... Look, we'll introduce it properly. My name is Steve. Fitz is here. Gordo's here.
Hi.
Nikki, we think, is going to be a little bit late. He'll be here in a little bit.
He may be intoxicated.
He might be intoxicated. Okay, if he's intoxicated, he won't be here. Yeah, so he'll arrive in a little bit. Yeah, we've been teasing this huge announcement for like 2 weeks now.
I think most people have known this has been coming for a while.
It's, yeah. Okay, so people could have known this for a long time. Do we? Do you know what? For tradition's sake, and I promise you, this isn't a cuck move. Bit of alleged first. Bit of alleged. Mm-hmm. How are we? How's life?
Oh, sure, look at Skippy a kangaroo over there has been hopping around for the last few days.
Yeah, I can't walk at the moment.
Oh, tell the tale.
Got an ingrown toenail sorted there the other day, and it was an incredibly bad one, and it has been killing me all week. So I can't walk. It took me around about 5 minutes just to get up the stairs.
Did you try basically just climbing it up? Like, you know, if you're steam drunk and you have to climb the stairs with your hands and knees, would that have worked?
With my fat arse, probably not.
No, you just got to climb. Just drag.
All right, Miley Cyrus. Jesus.
I don't understand the reference, but I'm sure it was funny.
Yeah, he's got to reach for the stars.
I was just so happy to see so many nice people. I like that.
What about you, Steve? How was your week?
Busy. That might be the theme of... Yeah, this might be the theme of what we're going to talk about, I suppose.
Life is incredibly busy.
How's your life, Fitz, as I mute for a second and adjust my chair that I bought that is not working anymore?
New chair. Fancy. My life is boring.
No, same chair. Same problem your chair had. But even your workaround worked around for a long time, but now, it's done.
Oh, you need new chair.
I do.
Let me talk to my friendly neighborhood toy store and see if they know anyone that is selling a chair.
Oh, I know those guys.
Yeah, good boys.
How's life?
Life is boring. My back is still acting up, so I'm nearly a month now with a dodgy back. I should probably go see someone about it, but I'm refusing to acknowledge the fact that I am now that old, that this is just going to be a permanent thing. You know, typical Irish male, if you just leave it long enough, it'll fix itself.
Yeah, that's how it works.
That's a scientific thing, right? Yeah. I mean, like, Steve, you didn't go to the doctor for like 24 years, right?
Mm-hmm. And yeah, like, it was like a 30-year present to Kira that I went to the doctor.
And you're a good, healthy man right now.
She wants to ensure that I don't die.
Until after the wedding.
And who do you think paid the bill? I thought it was outrageous, to be honest, that I had to pay the bill. But that's okay.
Yeah, but it was your present to her, so naturally you have to pay for it.
Nah. It was a bit... It's like buying someone a CD that you know they won't like, but you like, you know? It was one of those things. You know, eventually the CD will become yours.
I must give props to your darling lady, by the way. She gave me permission to do something at the wedding.
Oh, God. What is it?
You'll find out on the day.
Okay, you might get barred, but that's okay.
No, I got permission. I seeked permission from the head honcho. I got permission, therefore it is legal.
She has strict instructions on people. Like, I know this isn't a stag thing, but she has very strict instructions on people coming to her about a stag. Very strict. As in, do not give them anything. Let them go have pints. I won't be there.
Well, you may want to revisit that thought in approximately 3 months' time, give or take a few days.
You boys have a good time.
Well, we will. Anyone who's wants to go to Steve's stag, feel free to send me a message and we'll coordinate for Steve's stag.
Stag.
Boys, have a good time. I hope you have a great night.
How do you not like drinking pints? What's wrong with drinking
pints?
I do,
but I just don't like the being the center of attention and all that shit. I can't be dealing with stags. We've been over this 100 times. We're not doing this again.
We'll all go, and no more than two of us will be in a discussion with you at any one time.
You boys have a great time. I've been very clear on this. Going against that now would be like such a slap in the face. Okay, just to be straight up,
you not having it is depriving of us of a night out, and is essentially a slap
the
in all of our faces.
The stag is for ye, so go have a good time. Bring a cardboard cutout.
Who said we're just not going to do that anyway?
Do it. Have a good time.
It's going to be more fun because we can put like penises on his head and make fun of him and such.
That's fine. Everyone's going to know it's a cardboard cutout, so it's going to be fine.
Are they though?
You know what? It does because he's being a bitch.
Well, at least he put a crack at that one, Mick. You know?
Literally.
You might get laid at a hen night, you know? You never know. Right. We move.
What's going on with you, Steve, other than your dodgy chair and your lack of stag?
So busy, it's untrue. I got home 4 or 5 minutes before we started Craig there. I'm on the late shifts this week, so finish at 7, and I had to go out and get my fucking 10-kilometer walk in and then make it home in time. But I did have a little tasty pint on the way home as a treat, so we're all good.
Speaking of your 10Ks, I believe you broke the 100-day barrier.
Yeah.
Indeed, I did last Sunday. 100 days in a row of a minimum of 10 kilometers a day for 100 days. The average is currently sitting at 12 kilometers a day.
Good. Why do you do that to yourself?
Gotta lose a bit. Like, I work from home. You know, it's different. You work from home permanently, it's different. You're just sitting in a chair all the time. You have to do something. And it's working out. Yeah.
Did you take the 101 off?
It's real bad for you. Sorry?
Did you take your 101 day off yet?
No, sir. We're going for 200. We're going for 200.
So what happens like day after your wedding? What happens on your wedding day? Are you going to do it on your wedding day?
I will do it the wedding morning.
Obviously,
yeah.
You can, whatever you do on wedding night is your own business. But are you going to do your 10K?
My plan is to do it on the wedding morning, just walking around the place, because I'll need time to clear my head anyway. And you never admit. If it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't. But sure, look, we'll see what happens.
Huge if true.
But that does kind of lead us into the important, big, huge, significant, important announcement.
Yes.
I guess. Will you do that the day of the wedding? Not a chance. Not a chance. I will be mostly pizza. My blood will be replaced with pizza and pints by that point. Fucking 7 months of not being myself. Oh, sir. So, the last few months, I'd say from maybe last October, November, time started to be a bit fractured. We never missed a show for like 5 years or something, and then it started, we'd miss the odd show here and there, or there'd be like one person around or two people around. Everyone's noticed it.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone knows wrestling podcasts or general podcasts and eventually go away anyway, so maybe this was our time. So we had a conversation over a few pints. Was it 2 weeks ago?
2 weeks ago.
Mm. Yes.
And we were like, local establishment, Bohermore's finest pint. And we were like, it's time to change, right? Fair assessment.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah. It's not working anymore.
No, it's not working for me, brother.
Nobody has time for this. Not working for me, brother. Nobody has time for this anymore. It's essentially what we came to the agreement on.
Just to the conversation. Yeah.
Yeah.
And good or bad, depends on how you think about the show every week and how important it is to your life. I don't know. The weekly show that you know and love is over. That's it. We're done. The show as you know it is at a finish.
Pour some out for one's homies. It's been a hell of a run.
It has. 7 years. But yeah, discuss.
Leave the memories alone. Leave the memories alone.
This is where we leave it as we've been doing it. That's the end. I think it's a fair way to do it.
Fair assessment. The right way to
I mean, we're only human. We're doing this amateur, given our free time after work, before work, during work. There's only so much we can do.
There's only so many hours in the week.
Ad-free for 7 years. Never asked for anything. Appreciate it, every listen and everything. Give up work.
Every listen, every listen, every shout out, every retweet, every like, it's all, you know, it's all been appreciated. But
I hear a wild bull has returned. He should be jumping on in a few minutes.
All right, we'll stall for him then.
I think he still has to put up a laptop and set up a PC and a mic and everything. That's fine. Be a few minutes.
So the show, as you know it, is over. And do you know what? I don't apologize for it. It's for the best.
Mm-hmm. I think so. I think it's a sensible decision. I think we made the right choice.
I mean, we're maturing. You know, we started this as wee children. Steve's slightly older than us, obviously. But I think we've matured into adults now. So
we've matured into adults. Steve's matured into a pensioner that's about to get married. You know, we've had a good run.
We need to take the life more seriously. That's what we're going to do.
Indeed. So the show, as you know it, is at an end. RIP in pieces. But, you know, from the ashes rises a phoenix.
Every new show, beginning, as you know, comes it, from other beginnings end.
The show, as you know it, is over. There's changes.
But what does it
mean,
Steve? We
will be here next week and the week after. And the week after that, and the week after that, and 7 years from now, we're still going to be doing a weekly show every week.
Yeah,
gotcha. Bitches. Pew 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 pew.
I'm not fucking leaving.
What? You had them wrapped around your finger.
What a trickster I am. Hoods have been winked. Oh, unbelievable stuff.
I can't believe they fell for that huge announcement.
I'm sure they all were. They were waiting for the other shoot. Mark Henry over here. Yeah. pink salmon jacket here is on.
Is this why podcasting doesn't work for that medium?
I know. Oh, Mark Henry over here. Unbelievable. So, the show, as you know it, is dead and buried. We discussed this. We sat on us on the super secret production chat last Saturday
or last day,
two Saturdays ago, whatever it was, and we just went to our notes thing and ripped it to shreds. So what's staying the same is essentially where we're going here. The weekly show remains basically the same, but it will be shorter. I said May. It absolutely will be shorter. 60 minutes. Especially on weeks like this where fuck all happened, you know, like this.
Bit of a draft.
Not a whole lot to, like, you know, that's, yeah, the draft we're going to get to potentially. So it's going to be more focused on topics rather than like on AEW Dynamite or on WWE Raw, Mark Henry body slam John Cena in a pink jacket. That's not happening. You know what I mean? We're not doing that anymore. It's going to be topic based. If the show is 20 minutes, the show is 20 minutes. If the show is 4 hours, the show is 4 hours. It's going to be based on shit that happens this week. I think we kind of aimed for 60 minutes was, yeah, 60 minutes ballpark, when it has been 90 to 2 hours for a long time. We don't have this time anymore, and it's not worth it.
So what you're saying is we're going to be lazy fucks and spend less time with all of our adoring listeners.
No, we're going to work hard. We're going to work smarter than working harder. That's basically it, right?
But what does it mean, Basil?
What does it all mean? So until mid-September 2024, so a few months away, I won't be here every week. Not happening. Will not be here. Too much other shit going on. Might be every 2 weeks. I'm gonna aim for every 2 weeks. Well, the aim is every week, but it could
be
every 2 weeks.
You're a busy man. You've got a lot of shit going on.
I will not be here every week for the next 4 months. That's another part
of
that.
You're stuck with Gordo.
Yeah. No, it's going to be fine. It's going to be more focused. It's going to be fine. So I'm just getting that. No, I put in brackets here officially. I haven't been here properly for like probably 6 months. I know this. And we have missed shows over and over again, and people will ping us in the chat or in Discord and be like, what time's the show this week? What day is the show this week? We genuinely don't know at that point. We cannot get ourselves together because everyone's doing other things. We don't know. That's the problem. So on that topic, what is changing? We have a commitment every week, blood oath. You know, like the two families from the Rock and Roman Reigns.
We have oated it.
We have Moretti oated this. A set time every week. Now, look, if Friday works better than Thursday, it's going to be Friday, right? But you will know a good few days in advance. You will know when it's happening. The event will be in there by like Tuesday evening every week. I think that's probably a decent thing. Yeah, it's more than likely going to be 9:30 Thursday every week.
That is what the aim is. That's the goal of what we said was probably going to be the best.
Yeah. The show kicks off at that time, whatever the event is, at that time that we agreed on earlier in the week, no matter what. Unannounced lateness is punishable by being forced to watch Rampage and WWE Speed. I think that's fair.
Yes.
You then have to maybe review that. You wasted everyone else's time, so go waste your own, is kind of the topic here. So we're being dicks to ourselves to make sure we hit this.
Yeah. So get used to Gordo reviewing Total Bellas every week, because that man is never
Steve is not working house shows. I'm on the Tribal Chief contract. Yeah. No, I'll be back. Don't worry. It's just every week. I can't commit to it every week. So I'm just being upfront about it. It might be every 2 weeks.
Also, by the way, just rewind a second. I've been on tied the last 2 fucking weeks. Fuck you, Fitz.
Have you though?
Yes, and this week I fucking hobbled in just in time. Fuck you, fuckhead.
Hey, where are you though?
So that, like, you know, when you're reading this, it sounds like a pretty shitty, huge announcement. Big, significant, huge, important announcement. We're going to be on time and the shows are shorter. That sounds like a real good Tony Khan announcement.
That is
to me.
A Tony Khan announcement.
I think we nailed it.
But Steve, the problem I have with this is we have slated Tony Khan for making such announcements in the past.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of feel we're being a bit hypocritical here.
Yeah, I was going to agree with that. If I can interrupt, Gordo, ever so slightly.
You have no problem ever interrupting me.
You have promised a huge announcement, Steve. I don't think that quite lived up to a huge announcement. I think that was a mere big announcement.
Yeah, okay, so let's recap then. Let's recap. Let's just walk it back.
Okay.
Huge announcement. I'm going on the Roman Reigns schedule. The shows are shorter and we're not going to cover as much.
And I'm sure we'll be on time.
Yeah. That's
huge.
That's a mediocre announcement, I think.
Really? So what would the AW graphic be? If you were to categorize this and you knew ahead of time and you're the graphic guy, what do you put out as the Tony Khan has a something announcement?
Has a mediocre announcement to make.
Mediocre?
Yeah, I don't know.
Steve, we promised people a huge announcement and you haven't given them a huge announcement. You told me this announcement was going to be
huge. Uncle Howdy, them earlier. I told the Uncle Howdy. Ah. Oh, I thought that was massive.
It was, but you have to deliver on it.
I did deliver. I'm not coming to work most weeks, but when I do, I'll be on time. And when I get there, we won't talk about as much wrestling as we used to do. That's
I think you've
amazing.
Just blown your load way too early, Steve.
We've stalled enough for Nicky. He's finally there.
Way.
Way. Oh, check your mic. Go again.
I'm trying to set up the settings here now. I might need to
All right, okay,
stuff.
Okay.
I'm on a
You're on the wrong mic.
Mute yourself for now then.
I'm definitely not on the wrong mic.
You're just far away from it. But that's okay.
Okay.
So boys.
Yes.
I'll hold the mic up to my face because I don't have a proper setup.
There you go. Yeah. Okay. Just be careful. You're coming in hot, but that's okay.
Slightly further away. Way.
Perfect. There we go. So, Nikki, apparently, just to recap for Nikki and to annoy people listening live and on the download, we have announced so far that I won't be here every week, probably every 2 weeks. I'm gonna no more house shows. We're going to do less time and cover less subjects.
Potentially.
But we'll be on time every week. Your thoughts on this announcement. So if you were
agree.
Creating
the
graphic
I was,
for AW.
The fact that you didn't wait for me right now proves that fact.
Oh no, we've been stalling for you for like 10 minutes.
Oh, okay.
We were just like,
you're recording.
Yeah. But we stalled.
But Bo, would you think, now, bearing in mind that Steve promised the loyal listeners a huge announcement, do you think that didn't live up to it, right?
I don't think that lived up. That was a Tony Khan level huge announcement right there. I think we need to go a bit higher.
Okay, so Fitz has said Tony Khan has a mediocre announcement. What's your word for the announcement?
Average.
Fair enough.
Anticlimactic.
Right. Anticlimactic, yeah. Right, so that's fine. Okay, right, fine.
That's
fuck
fair.
It.
Just fair. We're anticlimactic.
Fine. Let's make a huge announcement.
What could quantify as a huge announcement, Steve?
So, we've had lots of ideas for new shows and features kicking around for a long time, as we all know. Things we've talked about, things we've chatted over pints, blah, blah, blah. We said we probably were never going to do it, but we bought Ring of Honor.
Had to be done. I mean, it was just there. They were doing nothing with it. Athena is right there as a women's champion, being used for nothing.
You're to take her away from the paywall.
Yeah.
And speaking of paywalls.
What a segue.
We are launching a Patreon. Now, please don't run away. Please don't run away. Please don't run away. Please don't run away. This is not a thing to pick you up by the ankles and shake money out of your pockets. How do you explain this? New shows constantly. We'll list them in a second. Shorter content and extra content. Written content, which we've all, I think, missed a little bit since the blog days.
Yeah, I missed a bit of podcast. You know,
Yeah. Oh, we lost you there.
Yep. I clicked the mute button as I was moving around.
All good. So there's written content, which we will get to. All sorts of stuff that just wouldn't work on the weekly feed, if that makes sense.
Mm, fair.
So we've been doing this podcast totally free without ads for close to 7 years. So it's time to try a few new things, right? So the Patreon will have access to all the additional shit, including... It's hard to start off with this, but trust me, there's a reason I'm starting off with this. The B show, right? So all future, maybe we might do one a year.
Yeah, well,
all future B shows. One or two maybe free a year, but essentially most, if not all, B shows will be on Patreon. Mm-hmm. All the previous episodes remain on the feed for free and always will be. They're not going anywhere. They're on Deliverance setup, a Spotify playlist. They're all there. They're all on the SoundCloud, on the whatever. They're all there, right?
Do you know
they're
what,
not
Steve?
Going anywhere.
Do you know what, Steve? That sounds very nice and well and good and all that. I think we need more.
You're getting more. Don't worry. So the B show has been famously our most popular thing, right? And we haven't hit it behind the paywall for that reason, right? I promise you that. If you know anything about us, that you've listened to us for 7 years, oh my God, there you go. We do not do shit for money. We could have done loads of things. We don't do it. It's not fun. We don't care. We don't feel right asking people for money, right? So what we're giving you is a load of shit.
And most of the money we've made from Twitch has been, you know, spent on
video games to play
and
on Twitch.
Sending shit to people.
Sending all the beer mats and shit to people. Yeah, exactly that. So the difference with the B show being on the Patreon and it's not being paywalled is it's regular now. And I'll come back to that in a second. It's not going to be one or two a year. It's regular, right? So wait for this. Oh, Deliverance, you need to get in the voice chat, my friend. You're missing all of this.
He can't hear you.
He can't hear me. So regular and new voices. So we're going to get other people on here. Perhaps people who want to come on can come on. Loads of ideas. We'll get to that. I don't think we're going to talk about wrestling this week by the time 60 minutes are up.
Probably not much, no.
So that's the B show. That's the thing. Ah, it's the B show, whatever. We have new shows too. That's going to take a while. This was born out of sitting in the pub and Nikki having this idea anyway, and it just kind of came to this. You like the B show. What about the G show?
What does the G show mean, Steve?
Like, yes, because I was going to ask myself that own question.
No, definitely not. I mean, you can, but just, you know, that's separate.
The G show is a game show. Think of... So we'll get to what's there now, because there's stuff on the Patreon right now ready to go. What did we do? Family Fortunes, right? Was what we've done. Family Feud, Family Fortunes, yeah, wherever you're from. Game shows, but wrestling questions. And the idea is that there will be at least one a month of this part of it. There will be a B or a G, or B or a G show at least once a month, every month for anyone who subscribes. We can talk about the G show a bit more in a bit, right? something I've wanted to do, and I think we've always kind of thought about doing, is the C show. Not the C as in the letter C, the SEE show. And then, and this is where the letter stuff stops, okay?
What does that mean, Steve?
We were talking about more letters. We couldn't find any more letters. But yeah, that's not the letter.
So this is things we've seen, things we've played, things we've read, reviews, short form, could be 10 minutes, could be 10 hours, whatever it is, right? I'm going to go play Resident Evil 4 or whatever. I'm going to go chat about it for 10 minutes. And that's going to be probably, I'd say 50% solo show stuff. People going, Fitz saw a movie. I'm going to go talk about it for 10 minutes. Me and Gordo, whatever, we played the same game. Or we're going to go talk about pro clubs or, you know, something. We'll, that's the C show. We'll talk about these in more detail.
Like, so, get into football season, like the World Cup Euros? What's happening this year?
Oh, yeah. Something. Oh, we're getting to it. We're getting to it. Yeah. Don't worry. Yeah. We're getting to it. The Twitter takes. So that's two. That's what? That's three shows we've just said. The three show. That's three shows we've mentioned. The best and worst of wrestling Twitter is moving to a Patreon short form podcast by itself. It's 10 minutes, if that. Probably every week. Yeah, it could be every 2 weeks, could be every week. Yeah. Could be one of us, could be four of us discussing the bullshit that goes into that channel that we have here. Sports shows. So now we're getting to mostly non-wrestling stuff, right?
Steve is hosting his own rugby podcast. Heard you
first. Lol. I am deleting anything.
We have to do that. Yeah. Get Steve to review a rugby match.
Not going to happen.
I will review a WNBA game as well.
There you go. So we're thinking football, NFL, UFC. It could be rugby, could be Formula One, could be whatever anyone's watching. Sports shows. We don't know what they are yet. We've done, I think we did World Cup and Euro stuff before, or Premier League, you know, reviews. Sorry?
You got a little robot-y.
A robot? Oh, no. You're a bit away from your mic as well, by the way.
Yeah, okay.
How bad am I? Am I okay? How do I sound?
I'd say disconnect or reconnect. Yeah.
No, you're back. Never mind.
How are we sounding now?
Perfect. Hey.
I just realized why my mic was sounding weird. I had it turned the wrong way because it's not like the way I normally have it.
Ah, you're from Lord.
Yeah. Oh, full on Fightful behavior.
Nikki or Kate from Fightful? Who knows?
I'm currently lying on a bed here. I'm not about to set up. This is a weird situation.
Oh, Nick, the sound is awful. Right, okay. You got to be careful with the mic. You got to be careful with the mic.
Yeah.
It's awful.
Just keep it 5 inches away from you. You know what 5 inches looks like, don't you?
Hey. So on top of that, solo short form shows from anyone. About whatever the fuck. 10 minutes in, just, hey, I did this. Steve. Oh, Discord. Fantastic. Beautiful. Solo shows about whatever. Could be anything. And then a regular Steve solo show to make up for my missing weeks. So if I miss the main show, I will do a solo show on something that week. That is my promise. So not because I'm not on the Roman Reigns schedule. I'm going to do something anyway. You just got to pay for it. No, that's not what I mean. It's not what I mean. I kid. I'm just trying to make it up. The TCast. And then more to be confirmed. We've mentioned, okay, so one of the problems we've always had since we started this was we did it on Thursday or Friday or Saturday. The pay-per-view was last week. Nobody gives a fuck. By the time we record, everyone's heard a Backlash 2024 pay-per-view review by the time we get to it. So we always just do like top-end stuff. Like, hey, can you believe Gunther won the world title? You know, we never really get into it. So that's an idea. Predictions League, proper Predictions League, where it's not just us. Other people can join in. Anyone who subscribes can get in there. It'll be like a Google form. We have many ideas on that. We can get to it in a few minutes. We'll flesh all this out a bit more in a second. I believe video content was floated in the pub one of those nights. Whether that's still a thing, I don't know. I've just written down some notes.
Again, well, it's very much a see how things go.
Watch-alongs and such.
Yeah. We'll come to that in a second, Chicken. We'll come to that exact question in a second. Written content.
Okay, Robot Steve.
Oh, don't tell me. No.
You're back.
Coming to my section. Oh, good. Okay. Written content. It's been teased for a long time. Steve Select is happening. Steve Select all the hottest rumors and confirmations of huge scoops are happening. It's a written version. I could do a podcast version of it, but it won't be very long. It's funnier when it's written.
What are your thoughts on being a Steve Select this weekend?
I'm going to come to that in a second, Gordo, when we talk about what's already there. There's also, there's going to be more written shit. It's just that I have, yes.
You need to get a new mic.
You're back.
What's wrong?
Back.
It's coming. It's not my mic. It's my internet.
Okay. Need to get a new internet.
I need to get a new internet. Yeah. Oh, fuck's sake. It's really bad timing for this to happen when you're trying to sell people on giving us money.
This is why we need money. We need better internet.
These internet.
Yeah. Fuck's sake.
These children need
this class. I don't know what, it's a Discord problem. I don't know what's going on. Anyway, are we good?
Yeah,
we're fine. We're good. Yeah. There's also the Steve Observer, where I star rate stuff I've been to, seen, or whatever. Rory might remember the time I reviewed a Peppa Pig book on a blog we used to have. That sort of shit.
You used to have some great articles on the website for that sort of shit. So yeah,
yes. Yeah. So that's back. So there's other written content. There's going to be shit. Other people will do things. We don't know what they are yet. But that's like, let me see.
There may be a Eurovision preview coming.
There's all sorts. So that's 7 or 8 regular features every month. Don't know how many of those there will be. There could be fucking 28. There could be 7. We don't know yet. When we go into the first month, we'll see what happens.
To answer Chicken's question, feed picks, yes, but that's the top tier subscription.
Top tier.
We set up this Patreon. I accidentally set it up as a porn site, so it almost was a feed picks situation.
We got an email. It was like, Nikki was like, hey, I didn't mean to set this up as a porn site. Can you put us back to a normal Patreon, please? So each month, as we said, guarantees at least one B or G show. That's what we've committed to. I assume that's what we're sticking to.
Bare minimum.
Yes. Bare minimum. But that, no, that's just more like, that's definitely happening.
Guaranteed. So we never did.
Guaranteed, right? And then there'll be other written stuff, podcast stuff, whatever. There could be 2 shows. There could be 40 shows a month. We don't know yet until we do this, right? Available now, currently, on the Patreon. Nikki, do you have it open, or will I open it up?
I do not, because I'm on my work laptop.
That's fine. Right now. I'll spin around. I have it on my Mac here. I will push it live in a second. Available now is the first G show, which is 90 minutes long, Family Fortunes, Family Feuds with wrestling. The first edition of the Steve Observer is also up, where I review a mass I went to last Saturday. Incredible star rating on that one. And the first Steve Select will be available tomorrow. That is available right now. When I push it live, Steve, I need to mute and spin around and get to my laptop because I don't have it set up here at patreon.com/theawp. Cover me for a second.
So while he's gone, we're going to need him to give some form of guidance on what his star rating system is going to be. We can't have this as a sham organization like the Observer newsletter where who knows what star ratings mean anymore. So Steve, we're going to have to set some criteria for how you're ranking.
What's the ground rules on your? Is to say what stars out of 10? Is it stars out of 5? Is it stars out of 7.5? Whatever it is.
Well, I'm pressing publish here, and it's asking me to continue. Enter your legal name. We use this for purposes like tax and payouts. It's never shown publicly.
It's my legal name.
Your name.
Cool.
Yeah.
Your legal name or the name we know you as?
Legal name.
Jim Bob. Gotcha. Also full name. Full name. Nicholas.
Full name. Yes.
Mm-hmm. We're a professional outfit now.
Yeah, this is the quality of shit you're going to get over on patreon.com/theAWP.
New plug that Gordon also memorized at the end of the podcast.
Yep, I dislike this. I strongly dislike this.
He doesn't like change.
I don't like change. And he's still trying to
pay for his chips in pounds.
They will punt. Punting his chips into them.
Look, I do not mind. I want to use my money. I have hoarded my money, and I want to spend my money. Much like how people can spend their money at patreon.com/theAWP.
And that's actually, Chicken asked the question earlier about B shows will still be doing live. We are still planning on doing them live for with an audience, yes, for when we're recording them. Just obviously the recording of them will be going on Patreon.
Yeah, we won't be sending out obviously a notification on Discord for the B shows, but we will send out the notification through Patreon. So you, at least you get the notification that way.
Yeah, so it'll very much be a case of if you see it and you're there, great.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Ooh,
baby, look at that sexy ass thing.
Holy shit. Never thought that happened, lads.
So we sold out now. What do we do?
And we didn't sell out. We bought in.
Sit back and wait for the money to come in.
Are we rich yet?
I don't know. It's live now, so I don't know. The main subscription tier is called the Lockbox, because you know you need to find out what's in the lockbox. Hey, jeez, we already have a first member.
Holy shit! Hey. Sean, thank you.
Look at Sean getting founder status, huh? Thank you, Sean. Clap, 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 clap. Also, one of the reasons we decided we were actually going to do this is pure personal greed, obviously, but also not in the way you think. You know, if you're subscribed to us on Twitch, you feel free to obviously drop that and switch over to Patreon. It's the same money for you, roughly, but Twitch takes a massive cut, whereas Patreon doesn't. So that was part of the reason behind it.
Yeah. So yeah, if we ever are like streaming on Twitch, and we will obviously be regularly, we'll just be telling people that want to subscribe to not subscribe here, just subscribe on Patreon instead.
Exactly. We don't want to double charge. We're not that greedy.
Unless you really love us, of course. But no, we're not. Jesus, we're joking.
There we are. Yeah. Sean, you're a very kind man. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah, Fitz, as I was walking in, nailed it. It's exactly what we talked about. We kind of use Twitch as what we were like, hey, if you want to ever support us, throw us £5 on Twitch. But Twitch takes 250 of that. And we are then taxed on that 250. You get nothing. It's not worth it. Mm-hmm. If you want to subscribe on tier 3, $25 a month, go for it. So we, as Nick said, we have the lockbox, which is $5 a month, 470 something like that euros. I didn't look at GBP yet. Chicken, you are a kind soul. We're going to sit here and wait until everyone listening is sitting. we appreciate it. So I think we said we're not doing this for money, right? No one's getting rich out. No matter how many subscribers we get, it goes between four of us. So nobody's getting rich off this, no matter how big we get, right? Or how small we get.
This is more extra just content, basically.
Exactly. It's just, let's find out what people want.
Yeah. But Steve,
if we get a few quid, and we all know what we're going to do with the few quid we get from this. We're going to buy four copies of the same video game and stream it on Twitch. We've done this 7 times. This is what we do.
It's literally sustaining. It's self-sustaining.
I completely disagree with all of you. It annoyed me greatly that Fightful have now over 15,000 Patreon subscribers. So I will not rest until we have put Fightful out of business.
Well, I've seen two subscriptions come in on Patreon, which means we are the second most followed or most subscribed wrestling based Patreon content in Ireland right now.
Wait, the number one is the little
neck and neck with OSW, neck and neck with their 15 grand a month or whatever they're making. I think that explains it pretty well. This is not a money grab. Because even if it was, it's going between four of us anyway. We're not making anything off this. Nobody's getting rich off this. It's more, if you subscribe, as Nick said as well, if you're subscribed to us on Twitch, drop it, subscribe on Patreon.
Mm.
There's no point. Do both and boost the Discord and do all that shit. Whatever. I don't like asking for money. None of us are comfortable with this.
Just to say thank you as well to everyone that's ever listened to the podcast and whatever episodes we've had. You're the reason that we're doing this. And thank you.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for the fact that we had a steady stream of people, we wouldn't have made it to this many episodes in the first place. So a huge thank you.
Exactly. But it did come to the point where we're all a little burned out, I think. We've been doing the show the same way for probably a year and a half now without changing anything. Time is right now. We're like, we've all these ideas. None of them work on the wrestling show. None of them.
No.
So let's just fucking do it. Just go for it.
Yeah. It's an opportunity for us to use some of the different ideas we've had. Because I can remember the Christmas before last, being in Steve's place, chatting over a couple of drinks, and we were spitballing so many fucking ideas. And that's over a year ago, nearly a year and a half ago now. And we were throwing out so many ideas, and we're trying to find out ways that it would work on the main show, and we just couldn't find a way to make it work. And we didn't want to clutter it up the normal feed.
It would ruin the feed, and
But like there was no way to really balance things out and actually get everything running smoothly. So amazingly, more drink helped us figure out what the best way of doing it was, and this is the way that
source
will
of clarity.
Allow us to be able to
solution to all of our problems,
and it really has been. So yeah, it's given us a chance now that we can go out and we have all these ideas and we can put them out there for you, the people,
the people. Cheers, Darren. Thank you. Yeah, that's the plan. There's going to be a lot of stuff. The thing is, we don't know. So we're afraid. We talked about this both in the pub and on Discord that night on our secret little chat in Discord, where we're like, don't like asking people for money. Don't want to do it. But here it is. Rory, you're a legend, man. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate you as always, man.
So this is just a way to, as we said a few times now, it's new ideas. If you want to support it, go support it. If you don't, the regular show is not changing. Bar it being maybe a little shorter, or it's actually better. It's more focused.
Yeah.
It's going to be way better. We're not going to be covering all the shite we normally covered.
No.
And it's shorter. Shorter.
We're talking about the good things and the really bad things.
Yeah.
And if nobody wants to listen to hear a wrestling podcast for 2 hours, right?
And look, it's just, if you do listen back to this every week and you want to maybe sneak in another Sneaky B show, we will still be doing them live, as we said. So if you go over to our Twitter, at the AW Pod, you'll be able to find a link to the Discord. We won't be announcing it in the Discord that we're going live for it, so you will have to be paying attention. If you see it and jump on, great. But you may be able to sneak in our B-show maybe in among all of those recordings as well. And you'll be able to listen along to the live show every week, the new and improved, focused live show every week. So
there is also the option. We didn't want to do anything because we were, I was afraid of connecting the Patreon Discord stuff because it would post a message in the chat and the surprise was ruined. So we might end up, I might look at it over the weekend where there's Discord roles for people who subscribed, and then they would get the notification that Deliverance. You, sir, are a filthy slag. Yes. Thank you. You would get the notification because you have the role that you're a supporter or whatever.
We'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out. The last week and a half has been, what are we doing on this thing? Because it was like, fuck what the whatever happens later. What are people getting if they subscribe?
Enough of what's out. What's in?
What's in? Which?
Oh my God. Classic Simpsons quick recap. Episode review.
There you go.
So quick recap, right? B-show. I'd say 80%, if not 90% of all of them are going to be on Patreon. We'll do one or two a year that are free just to say thanks. All of the ones that are there beforehand are still there. They're not going anywhere. They're there forever. And a regular, like the G show, the game show thing, the C show, which is whatever the fuck, watching movies, watching TV shows, books, games, whatever we think we can review. It could be one person, it could be four, it could be six people. We don't know yet. The best and worst wrestling takes. That's a new show. It could be 10 minutes, could be an hour. We don't know. Sports shows. Someone covering, like I have an hour show on me complaining about Man United. I really do. I think I might do it. That's a weekly show.
I will facilitate that for you if you want. We have many a talk about United. I have no problem facilitating that for you.
Perfect. Solo short form shows. I don't know what form that takes, but I think everyone has already come up with an idea for themselves to do a solo semi-regular show. Could be one a month, could be one every 6 months. Don't know yet. Yeah. Regular
NFL
show.
Season, people are going to fucking hate me during the NFL season. I'm just throwing that out.
So they're not watching NFL
content. Age all year round. Yeah.
Yeah.
The regular Steve Solo show will be there when I'm not there. I'd say 80% of the time. It's 10 minutes, could be an hour. We don't know. TVC stuff.
I can't wait to do a live live wedding review in September. That's all I'm saying.
Wedding review. Yeah. Up to date pay-per-view post shows and reviews that we haven't been doing. I was thinking of doing the star rating style pay-per-view stuff. Rate the matches, star rating. Take the piss out of Dave Meltzer for an hour. That's fun. We do
What's your rating scale? We need to know what you're talking about.
My rating scale. It is minus 5 to plus 5. That is my rating scale.
No. We do an inverted scale.
This is for the Steve Observer, which we'll get to. This is nothing to do with our own thing. The Steve Observer, which is written content 90% of the time. Steve Select, written content 99% of the time. And other written shit that people will come up with down the line. So you could get 2 of those things a month. You could get 52 of them a month. We don't know yet until we have a month or two under our belt to see what works, what doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's a fair...
The one thing I would say is, like, obviously we're new to this, so we don't know how well this is going to go in terms of how much content we're going to be able to put out. But also, you tell us if you liked something or didn't like something, what you want more of. And down the line, if we think that this is something we can do more of, we can look at different kind of levels to do more extra content or whatever. So a lot of this is going to be feedback. So do tell us when we're doing something good, but also do tell us when Gordo does something shit.
Every post on there has a comment section. You can tell us if it's we are big boys, we're big and ugly enough, we can take it. Tell us if it's shit, tell us.
Mm-hmm.
Mainly because we want to know that we won't do that one.
But be honest, don't say it's shit, just take the piss out of us. Just tell us if it's good or shit. If it's shit, tell us, and it's gone. Yeah. Or it's revamped or something. Just be honest, and we're good.
We want to be able to put out good shit. We want to be able to put out shit that you enjoy and that we enjoy. If we're putting out something that we enjoy and you don't enjoy, that's a waste of our time, and it's a waste of your time, and we don't
waste of everyone's time. Exactly that. Yeah. So let us know, especially in the first 2-3 months. Let us know. And if you have ideas, fucking throw them in the Discord. We'll figure something out.
We'll create a Discord channel for ideas for Patreon content or something.
We can do, Thoughts, feels, emotions.
Hopefully you feel like you're not being taken advantage of.
Yes, that's our biggest concern, which is it's just like...
We have been fucking dreading this.
I think from the very first episode of this podcast, I think we mentioned we're never going to have a Patreon, and now here we are. But, you know...
But I will say, at least we're not having a Patreon for the wrestling show.
True. Yeah, that's not good. That's
what I feel has been the fair compromise on that, is we will not have it for the wrestling show.
It's literally just added stuff and new ideas.
Yeah.
Everything else is the same.
Speaking of, this is the wrestling show. Any wrestling talk about this week?
Go home. Let's go home. That's the new focus show. We'll go home. Patreon at the end, I guess. We make quick run through.
Quick backlash. I would love to have seen
Steve's reactions to Jericho's match this week. Because
I haven't seen Dynamite. What happened here?
Jericho and Shibata had. What was it? It was a Danielson and Zack Sabre Jr. were just standing there slapping each other. That happened for, literally 5 minutes.
Full ad break. There's a full ad break of them chopping each other.
Literally, just one chop, re-chop, you chop, I chop. Their chests were luminous purple by the end of the match.
Neat.
Judge was
super. Would have loved that match. famously Shibata, loves chops.
I put a thing in the super secret production chat. A link to a spot from it as well. Where is it? See if I can find it. Unless it's been taken down, I'll throw it in the Discord so we can get Steve's live reaction.
Also, Steve, Jericho was wearing short boys.
Ooh.
I did see that. I did see Jericho in the shorts. And I'm liking what he's doing, where he thinks everyone is cheering for him. What else can he do? It is what it is.
He's making chicken shit out of chicken salad. So
he is famously known for getting shit over every time. He'll get this over.
No, he got always it does. Over.
It.
Literally got it over.
So a few topics we put in. Can't be arsed with some of them. Let's go to a fun one, right? Is it time to end the WWE draft?
It was very anticlimactic, especially SmackDown. Nothing happened. There was one change of a Raw to SmackDown draft. Everything else was just on their own show.
Yeah.
In its current form, it absolutely needs to end. They need to, you know, get away from the whole argument of, oh, you know, we need to have one on each night to keep both networks happy. No. You need to make a pay-per-view event called Draft Night and have all the drafts throughout the night with matches for extra picks.
Yeah.
You know, it can be an event in itself, and people are fucking hooked to the Royal Rumble because of the unpredictability of it. A draft pay-per-view can be exactly the same.
Or just do the old school draft lottery, where literally show versus show, winner gets a draft pick.
Imagine if a babyface got screwed out of winning a title, and then later on, he had to win a battle royal, and he then gets to pick someone to bring over to Raw, and he brings over. Say, Gunther cheats to beat Sami Zayn, and Sami Zayn then picks Gunther to come back to Raw because he wants that Intercontinental title. Things like that. Yeah. It's easy shit. That, like, some of the things I wrote down here were like, drafted wrestlers are getting zero reactions because no one cares. No one cares if someone is staying on Monday Night Raw. He's staying on the red brand.
The only interest was,
who gives a fuck?
When they said from NXT, we're like, ooh, who? That was the only bit of interest in the draw.
This is exactly it. So do you reserve draft stuff only for NXT call-ups or NXT call downs or whatever you want to call them, or new signings?
If you're going to do it the way the NFL is, that's technically how you should be doing it.
The college system, yeah. That's the way to do it. But, like, you know, Sami Zayn is staying on Raw. I love Sami Zayn. Couldn't give a shit if he's staying on Raw or going to SmackDown. Doesn't make a difference to my life in any way.
But, Steve, what about that one night of the year when Raw and SmackDown go head-to-head in direct competition, TM?
End that, too. Survivor Series being evolved with War Games was a good thing. Let's see how it plays out. I think Survivor Series as a concept, even Vince knew it a few years ago and he started getting rid of those matches. It's old hat. It has to go, too.
I mean, it works when there's creative reasoning behind it.
Yes.
Like a kind of a concept I think Nikki mentioned on a couple of weeks ago's podcast, where you have Bloodline versus Bloodline Wolfpack potentially as a Survivor Series match. Absolutely makes sense because, you know, the story makes sense. But if you're just having a match for the sake of having a match, then you're
brand that's supremacy. Not justification. Yeah, I like this red t-shirt better than this blue t-shirt.
Yeah, but if I get drafted, I like the blue t-shirt over the red t-shirt. It's a load of shit.
Sure, Kevin Owens will just change up his merch one way or the other. It means nothing to him. Just like,
Briefly on the Tony Khan stuff, calling WWE a Revel? Really evil juggernaut.
I loved all the stuff with him wearing the neck brace throughout the NFL draft and all the interviews they did with that, except for that line that it was not needed.
He compared WWE to Harvey Weinstein, what he said.
It came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Like, he went for the wow factor, and it was the, oh, wow, not the wow factor he wanted. He is slowly getting across that he is close to having the X-Pac heat.
Yeah. Well, we might talk about this a bit more when we have the time, but we said we'd 60 minutes, 10:30 on a Thursday night. That's enough for us, kind of thing. Quick backlash. Now, if we had our ducks in the row, we would have done the new idea we had for pay-per-view predictions, but that'll be next time. The next pay-per-view, whether it be AEW or WWE, we might have something in place for that for the Patreon. But Randy Orton and Kevin Owens versus the Bloodline of Solo Sikoa and Tama Tonga. What point in the match does Jacob Fatu come out in the black hoodie?
At the end.
So Bloodline Wolfpack then.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Oh yeah, Bloodline wins.
Kabuki Warriors versus Bianca Belair and Jade Cargill for the women's tag titles. I assume they're going to put them on Bianca and Jade.
I'd be very surprised if they didn't.
Yeah, I mean, they do a breakup angle and blah, blah, blah.
It feels like don't book the match if you're not going to switch the belts.
Yeah, exactly. Because you can't give Jade a loss right now. That's her thing.
Well, that's it. That's literally it.
It just feels like a breakup angle down the line to me. So it's for WrestleMania or Royal Rumble.
It's a
chunk
together tag team. Of course it's a breakup angle. It's all a breakup
angle. Can they coexist? Bayley versus Naomi versus Tiffany Stratton, triple threat, the women's title.
Bayley, the fans obviously win that one.
Yeah, Bayley retained. But yes, Tiffany comes out as the star of the show again.
Damian Priest versus Jey Uso for the world title. Damien Priest.
Yeah.
Now, okay, so I know we're charging people for scoops now at Steve Select, but I have just for the people away listening free. Live, I'm giving you one away for free, okay?
Giving a teaser,
just, do you know what? I'm not even going to post it on Patreon tomorrow. So if you already stopped listening a while ago, I'm sorry. I didn't complete that promise, but I'm giving it away for free here.
Have you learned nothing from Gordo's mother not to give it away for free?
Steve Select can exclusively report, based on what we've heard from WWE higher ups, Cody Rhodes is going to retain the Undisputed title against AJ Styles.
Oh my.
Don't screenshot this now and post it on Twitter, okay?
How the fuck are you going to screenshot audio?
Just go away, okay? Go away. It's a joke. Yeah. don't tell other people now, okay? Just don't break the paywall here. But I've heard it from a really good source that Cody Rhodes is going to retain the title over AJ Styles.
I find that hard to believe. I think the source is wrong.
Nope. Look, my source is there to be shot at, okay? It's the first big outing for Steve Select.
Wow.
That is the scoop. I've heard it from well-placed sources in WWE management.
Huge. That is huge.
Mm-hmm.
That is a huge announcement.
Yep. So I'll have to go for a different Steve Select tomorrow about my good pal Scripps. I've got a scoop on Scripps. Scripps, scoops.
Scripp.
So do you want to make predictions after Steve Select exclusively reported that Cody Rhodes is going to beat AJ Styles, or do we just go with that?
I mean, it's a bit of a dance.
I mean, it's been said now, so, you know, yeah. How can you go against it?
Sorry for the spoiler, boys, but we have to launch Steve Select in the best possible way. You know?
That's a way to do it. Fucking now, hell, that's a way to do it.
The entire Patreon with AJ Styles wins now this weekend. With it,
oh, yeah. You have my permission to cancel your subscription if that happens. But I have a feeling that prediction is going to be pretty safe.
Now, Steve, are you offering...
walking out of France with the WWE title. That's all. That's the scoop.
Am I hearing that you're offering a money-back guarantee on that?
No, I'm not doing that at all. I'm guaranteeing you that your money is well-placed. Go to Skybet and put your money on Cody Rhodes leaving that building with the WWE title. If he doesn't, then... Jesus.
Huge if true.
That's backlash. Neat.
Only 5 matches.
That's it.
So far.
Yeah.
I'm assuming they're not going to SmackDown because I know they only had 5 for Elimination Chamber, but, you know, there was 2 Chamber matches in that. This is just regular matches.
That's what Wikipedia has anyway, yeah. Just 5 matches. Hopefully it's a nice shorter show, 2.5 hours, 3 hours or whatever.
Rumor has it that both John Cena and Charlotte Flair are going to be present in France.
Yeah, Cena's going to come
WrestleMania in Paris.
WrestleMania Paris, yeah. And he's going to do the same thing in Berlin the next month. It's his new gimmick.
Do you know what, right? They should host WrestleMania in the stadium in Paris because they're notorious for organizing good events and having good crowd control and getting people in and out of the venue safely and on time.
Oh, what? Yeah.
Say that again.
They're hosting an Olympics this summer. That's going to be a fucking disaster.
Oh, God.
Last time they hosted an event like that, they had to fucking have a BBC documentary made about it.
Yeah. Known winners are France as well. So, yeah. Some iconic stadiums.
Iconic.
So that's everything. That's where we are.
Huge.
Gordo has, I haven't even added to the plugs. Gordo will have to ad-lib the plugs this week.
Oh my God, I don't know what to do. You'll find us on the internet and we do stuff.
Shit, he fucked it.
Fuck.
Jesus.
Hang on. Whew. Sorry, I don't work under pressure. Right, so yeah, if people want to get more of us at the old wrestling podcast, or now known as the AWP, you'll find us on all of your podcast and apps. So you'll find our free show every week on iTunes, Spotify, SoundCloud, wherever you're listening now. We will have the new refined show out each and every week. You'll also find us over on WrestlingSoup.com, local soup guys themselves, and a load of other shows. So please make sure to go check them out. You'll also find a big shout out to our friends at Canvas Theory, www.canvastheory.com, and you get 10% off if you use the promo code AWP at checkout. You'll also find us over on.
Sorry.
Fuck off. You find us over on Twitter. It's at the AW Pod. If you go over there, you'll find a link to the Discord. You can come join in when we're recording the live show each and every week. And also maybe getting a Sneaky Bee show in every so often for yourself as well. The odd Sneaky Bee show. We'll also be over on Twitch most weekends. It's twitch.tv/AWP. So please go over there and drop us a follow as well.
Don't subscribe.
Don't bother subscribing. Because if you're subscribed to us somewhere, the best place, you've heard enough about it through this show, the best place to possibly subscribe and show your support to us will be over on the new patreon.com/AWP. Please go check us out over there. As Steve said, we're going to be having so many other shows over there between the B shows, the C shows, the G shows. Lord knows what else. Whatever comes into our heads, we're going to be having written, audio, video content, everything. Whatever we can do to get as much content as we can out to you. So please check us out over there. As I said, it's patreon.com/AWP.
I feel dirty even listening to that.
But it's true. I hear Gareth's going to do some late night O shows as well.
Oh.
ASMR from Gordo.
I'm going to get in all up and close to the mic.
Okay, a new idea. ASMR show where I teach YouTube podcasters how a microphone works. This is how close you're supposed to get to a microphone. You're supposed to be in your face.
And then you just send the link to Fightful. Love it.
Yeah. Gareth, welcome, sir. Welcome.
How do you
eat a burrito? That's it.
Huge if true.
It's live. Sold the secret's out.
Or bought in.
We sold out. Bought in. I like bought in because it's new stuff. It's not
on the positive side.
It's not paywalling things that we were doing anyway. You know,
not yet.
The B shows were not regular. They were one or two a year, really. You know, after a while.
Well, we did them first. They were regular. Then we gave up on that very quickly because we.
And we have said this for a while. They never should have been free. We should have done the first one or two, and we should have maybe done them on YouTube even, or, you know, use them to drive traffic somewhere else.
Yeah, you show a bit of leg to get attention, but you never show the titties for free, like.
Mass mania. What's mass mania? Enjoy.
It's the follow-up to your mass.
Oh, God. Well, that's the only mass I'm going to until I'm dead. I was forced into this one. There's nothing I can do. But yeah, I reviewed Mass. And I have some other Observer, Steve Observer stuff in mind there. I really, really, really like the G-Show logo. I drew this myself, freehand.
Yeah.
Didn't use any other services to get that.
Just using a lovely little tool, you know, that you used, that you put the input into.
My little tablet with the pen, and you know, just change the colors here and there. It's funny that it looks like Mr. Chips from Catchphrase. It just works so well. You could have called it the G Spot. Yeah, you could, but it's the game show, the G Show. You know, it just worked. G Show, B Show, C Show. It's right there, boys. Say good night, Mo.